Here's Phil Wayne with the Market Scope.
Okay, let's do it. Do it.
This portion of Market Scope is brought to you by radio. Without your radio, you couldn't make an air check.
Howdy, Xers. Welcome to Market Scope for March 2011. Mark Marino of Crystal Lake, Illinois, sent in FM air checks from his far suburban Chicago home. All stations which do not count in the Chicago ratings. Let's take a listen.
95 will rock the weekend.
95 will rock the rock station. The way you move from Sense October. My name is Ed Hammer, captain of the 95 Will Rockers softball team. A little quick update for you. This past Thursday, out at Lumpy's, we actually won again, 16-1. Right here, how about Def Leppard? It's Rocket. 95 will rock the rock station.
Rocket. Yeah.
All right, boys, let's go do this.
It's another
loud and proud
non-stop block of rock. 95 will rock. 95 will rock. If it rocks, we play it.
'95 will rock the rock station. Hell of a time. That is hell yeah. I've got Metallica and Breaking Benjamin's latest coming inside of the next nonstop block of rock. My name is Ed Hammer. Join Lisa Tyler from the Tom and Lisa Morning Show. You know you want some tickets. She's going to be out at Libertyville Mitsubishi today starting at 2 in the afternoon. Tesla and that Breaking Benjamin up next with 95 will rock the rock station.
95 will rock your rock concert station.
Friday, September 24th,
in the Fuel Room at Austin's Saloon and Eatery in Libertyville.
97Z OK, soon mommy to be Alanis Morissette, head over feet. We've got your next Steve Shannon Show Best of Moment coming up. It's another good one. I just have so many I want to share with you. This is great. It's after Mike Posner, Cooler Than Me. On 97ZOK. 97ZOK, straight out of Duke, Mike Posner, Cooler Than Me. Huge fan of him right now. 31 minutes, I think, to heaven, or 31 minutes, something is his album. And like 31 minutes into the album, he's got a surprise, so check it out. All right, so best of the Steve Shannon Show. We've been looking at these moments starting yesterday since Steve Shannon's out this week. And they're hilarious. And this one brings me back to the day where we were talking about things that we wish we could keep forever. This will explain it all for you.
What do you wish you could have forever?
I wish I could keep my 44 double D boot.
Well, what makes you think you can't keep your 44 double D?
Well, I'm pregnant, so...
Oh, and I'm sad.
As soon as, you know, that baby comes out and everything, you know, we stop nursing, they're going to go away.
Yeah, unfortunately, those don't stay forever.
No, they don't.
That's a cruel thing that happens, let me tell you.
But they're wonderful while they're here.
I don't really know how to respond to that, but she's right, they are wonderful. Even if they're only temporary.
Good times. So things that we could, you know, wish we could keep forever. We'll keep throwing those best of moments at you. We got another one this morning and then a lot more to come this whole entire week. So stay tuned. Will Pfeiffer will be talking new DVDs out at 8:10. We've got your Edible Arrangements birthday list coming up at 7:55. Make sure if you have a request, get it in at birthdays at 97zokonline.com. Pink's up after the break. It's 97zok.
Music. Picking up more of today's best music now on 97ZOK.
Please don't leave me.
97ZOK.
It's my birthday.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
I hope this is the best dang birthday you ever had.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
You say it's your birthday. It's my birthday too.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, baby.
97ZOK, 7:54. It's 62 today. Sunny skies, high of 80. It's a little cloudy out there right now, but it's going to get nice. Perfect day for her birthday. We'll start out with our local celebrities. Happy birthday to my girl, Lisa Kurtz. Tony RBC. Happy birthday, Amy Cranston. Happy birthday, Siobhan Savala. Savela. I'm sorry. Girl, happy birthday. Siobhan Savela, happy birthday. Megan Ekwall. It is her sweet 16 today. Happy birthday, Megan. Now, other celebrities you celebrate with for those chocolate-covered strawberries from Edible Arrangements. Steve Gorman, he's the drummer of the Black Crowes. He's 45 today. Happy birthday. Robert De Niro, 67, you know, from The Godfather. Robert Joy from CSI, he's 59. And Sean Penn, I Am Sam, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. He's 50 today. Crazy. Now, in order to win those chocolate-covered strawberries from Edible Arrangements, all you need to do is give me title and artist. This guy, it's his birthday, and he's from this band. So, title and artist, 229-50-100 for those chocolate-covered strawberries from Edible Arrangements and 97ZOK. ZOK. It's the Edible Arrangements birthday list. I couldn't help myself. I love it. I just need title and artist 229-5100. Hello. Hello.
Hello. It is New Kids on the Block cover girl.
You got it, girl.
My very first concert.
Oh, my gosh. I totally went to their concert, too. I was young.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. What's your name?
Melanie.
Way to go. You got chocolate-covered strawberries from Edible Arrangements.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, love it. You know, I got to let this song play out a little bit. I have to. I can't help it. But, yeah, Donnie from the New Kids on the Block is 41 today. So amazing. I just could not help myself. I love the New Kids on the Block. I couldn't even choose which song because I was like, I love them all. All right, so that's our Edible Arrangements birthday list. Now, we've got another chance for you to score coming up here in a little bit, Classic Jam Challenge. Also, we've got Will Pfeiffer on the phone at 8:10 for our new DVDs out today. It's a good day to go shopping. Kind of gloomy, but it's going to be sunny. But that's okay. Shopping day is in the works here. So that's coming up, and we'll get you updated after the break on 97ZOK. 97ZOK, WZOK Rockford, it's 803-65. News brought to you by Inara Day Spa. With the five things you need to know before you go. Freeport police officers will be the first in the area to use body-worn cameras. All right, it's 805-65. You're up to date. Jason Derulo riding solo on 97ZOK.
Hey, this is Miranda Lambert. You're listening to CMT Radio Live with Cody Allen.
Rockford's Country, Q98.5.
Hit the books with your best looks.
Q98.5.
It's CMT Radio Live on Rockford's Country, Q98.5. Call the show now at 1-866-8774-CMT. Now back to the fun on Q98.5.
Commercials off, music on. CMT Radio Live with Cody Allen.
Totally. It's all 80s music.
Because it's totally 80s.
Totally. Weeknights at 8. Totally. With Mike Mason on 102.3 XLC. Totally.
What do you think? One of the best tracks to come out of 1986. REO Speedwagon right now. It is totally 80s. 102.3 XLC.
It's time for me to fly.
By REO Speedwagon, 1980, totally 80s. Mike Mason shutting it down for the weekend. Totally 80s back Monday night, 8 o'clock. You got something you want to hear? Find the Totally 80s page. Find a Facebook link. Email all on our website, 1023XLC.com.
You asked, so we're streaming worldwide at 1023XLC.com. Lake County's best variety for wherever you are. More music, fun music, all summer. 1023XLC.
Album number 4 from my girlfriend Katy Perry. Due out next week on Tuesday the 24th. Teenage Dream. I'm digging the cover, it's all I gotta say. 1023 XLC. Guy was telling me that his biggest crush is Beyonce. And I said, I didn't see it. I don't think she's that attractive. Thought he was going to punch me in the face. 1023 XLC.
Y 103.9. We play the greatest hits of all time. Period.
Well, it has been fun. Thank you so much, Jock Bartley. Good to talk to you, and good to
very
hear
nice
the,
talking to you, sir.
Good to hear the Firefall is back on the map, and I hope we hear a whole lot more. It's been a blast. You come on back and talk with us again sometime, all right?
You got it. I appreciate it, and I wanted to say hi to all our fans out there in Illinois and the great, you know, central Midwest. You know, we love playing back there, and we'll probably see you this summer.
Hope so, and we'll let everybody know when you do. Jock Bartley from Firefall, everybody.
Thank you.
103.9. You're listening to the best of Jim Shea. And by the way, don't miss your chance to be a part of the show every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10. Jim Shea on Y103.9.
Here's the latest on the roads with Y103.9 traffic.
This check of traffic brought to you by Remke's Garage, where you won't pay $1,000 to fix a $100 problem. So far this morning, roadwork, the headache on your morning drive, with railroad crossing repairs taking up both sides of Bull Valley Road. We'll take another peek at your roads in about 20 minutes. I'm Jeff Trenina on Y103.9.
The sole purpose of a stoplight is to yield you
more music.
Y103.9. Morning News.
This is Y103.9 News Update. I'm Stu Cohen. Good morning. One of the things students are finding on their return to school in some districts, larger class sizes, fewer teachers, 61 in Carpentersville and Hoffman Estates. I'm Stu Cohen on Y103.9.
WWYW Dundee Elgin is
Y103.9,
the greatest hits of all time.
And there it comes again.
It's another hour of the best of Jim Shea.
Prepare to take shelter
on Y103. 103.9.
One who's so far away.
I love a good crotch.
Yeah, they sure do.
You should take that as a compliment.
Oh, I do.
104.9, the X rocks. 104.9.
What?
104.9. The X.
104.9. The X rocks. Double T hanging out. We're out at the Winnebago County Fair. It's Barnyard Bash weekend. Two nights, tonight and tomorrow night. Showtime tonight starts at 7 o'clock. Got a little rain, got a little muddy, but we're okay. Join us out the Winnebago County Fair. It is the Barnyard Bash with Holiday Express and Rock Hospitality and 104.9, the X Rocks.
Big savings under the big top.
It's the WSRX Golf Guide at WSRX.com.
The Rock Station.
You know, not all of the music of today is like this. Some of it is like this.
That's a wrap on Northern Illinois FMs. Thanks, Mark. It's always good to hear from you. Remember, if you think radio is good in your hometown, why not share it with us? Send your recordings to me, Phil Wayne, at 313 Spring Street, Upper Sandusky, Ohio, 43351-1652. The DX Audio Service thanks you in advance. Now, here are the musings.
What's on your mind? Do you have some comments to make? Call the Musings Live 24 hours a day.
Hi, this is John Jim from Elmira Heights for DX Audio Service. I want to thank Fred for being able to mention about Fred Foy. I wasn't sure of the date, and thank goodness he's somebody that I grew fond of. Matter of fact, if you want to get information on Fred Foy, talk to Ken Moore at 617-325-2712, and I'm sure he'd be happy to give any information about Fred Foy. 73's and good DX.
Hi, this is Mike Lance in Miami Beach, Florida. Well, we have a great new radio station, 93.1. Easy, 93.1 WFEZ. They play everything from Blood, Sweat, and Tears and Spinning Wheel, to Ann Murray, You Needed Me, Three Dog Night, One is the Loneliest Number, and they even play Roy Orbison, Only the Lonely, but they play a little bit of this and a little bit of that. There were so many selections that they play. They don't have any disc jockeys yet, but they hope to in the near future. They're owned by Cox Broadcasting. They were originally WHDR. They were the rock station, Pure Rock, for South Florida. Before that, they were a party station. And before that, they were WTMI. They were classical music for years. And even before that, they were WKAT-FM. And they started out in the 1940s, I do believe, as WAFM.
This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville. First, I'd like to welcome the two new columnists. Next, I'd like to tell Mark Durenberger, yes, I enjoy the State of the Station column. And finally, on AM Switch, we had WENG 1530, Englewood, Florida, 1,000 watts day, 1 watt at night. I'd like to ask somebody on the DX Audio Service, what is the point of a station being on with 1 watt? How much effective coverage could they expect to get on 1530? And why would a station bother?
Greetings, Fred and fellow DXers. This is John Wesley Smith from Hallsville, Missouri. I really enjoyed Sonny Elliott's weather forecast, although by the time he was done, you don't know what the forecast was. It was certainly interesting and fun anyway. And that reminds me very much of a man in Kansas City years ago at WDAF, and his name was John Wagner. He was the sky spy. He was their traffic reporter for particularly mornings and I think afternoons too, but I know I heard him a lot in the mornings. And he was very colorful that same way, adding some extra commentary and so forth, very rapid delivery and so on. But it's too bad we're losing guys like that.
Hi, Fred. Everybody on the DX Audio Service, Dale Hamm, Kansas City, Missouri. A few DX reports to make to you back in here in mid-January while in Alabama. I was tuning in to WBAP 820, 820 News Talk in Tampa. It was good enough to hear them both. Also, 790 was hearing a station out of Michigan. I know it was in Wisconsin. And another station down in northwest Arkansas was on the same frequency, the same time. This was around 6 o'clock in the morning, about mid-December on that one. It's good to know the DX Audio Service got the news scenes from members back up. Appreciate that. The member in Springfield contacted me through information 411. Get my phone number, and I'll send you this Sounds of Shortwave. It's free. Just contact me, and I'll get it to you there. Thanks. I'm threes, everybody.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. I'm very thankful that we have a new musings line now. I just learned today that Keith Moreland will be the Chicago Cubs' new announcer, along with Pat Hughes, to replace the late Ron Santo. We unfortunately lost Ron a couple of months ago. And some of the catches I've made lately, I've been getting KWKH, Shreveport, Louisiana, a few times in the last few weeks at night. And KAAY Little Rock on 1090 came up. That's the first time I've ever had it here. I know they're a big player in the South and maybe some of the Midwest. I've had them numerous times in those places. Waiting for the Super Bowl game to start, I picked up KSTP on 1500 out of St. Paul very well. I don't get it here very often, but it was very nice to get it. 1050 CHUM up here in Toronto, which has not done well at all with this TV news thing that they plugged into, is eventually going to put on a sports network. They're going to be the flagship station for it, Telemedia Sports Network. They've been a big TV sports network up here for a long time. So I'll be very glad to see that. I don't know when it's going to start, but our good friend Scott Feibusch told me about that. CKGL 570 in Kitchener-Waterloo, Twin Cities, it's also owned by Rogers, has a much better signal now. They did some work on their transmitter, and it's coming in here a whole lot better than what it had been for quite some time. And some of the Skywave stations are still staying up some of the day here. Very happy to see that. I always enjoy getting that reception. I give a lot of credit to Grundig and C. Crane because those two companies, as far as I'm concerned, they never stop making radios. They're always trying to improve. I'm very happy with my Grundig GS-357.
And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. And if you'd like to muse, give us a call at 419-741-0205. That's 419-741-0205. I had a comment from a member asking if this number is going to stick around for a while. And I certainly hope so, because we actually purchased this telephone number and the service it's providing. So this is not one of those free services which has the tendency to just kind of go away on a moment's notice. So I think we're going to be good for a long, long time. And by the way, it's being done without any expense to members or the club. Tim Hendel asked about 1 watt. Well, Tim, I guess the short answer to that is it depends on the station, location, the coverage area, and the frequency. 1 watt can do a pretty good job in a small town. I would not want to try to cover Chicago or New York City. But here in Lima, Ohio, we have a station at 940, which runs 6 watts at night, and it actually does cover the city of License. Now, whether it covers the burbs, well, that's another question. But 6 watts does make it up to my house, which I'm on the opposite side of town from the station. And to Dale Ham, that station on 790 is WSGW in Saginaw, Michigan. That's the one up in Michigan that you heard. And that is our musings to the members. Time now for news. I'm Fred Volpe.
And I'm Mark Dernberger. The WSM Radio Tower, a landmark on Concord Road in Brentwood, will be considered for addition to the National Register of Historic Places, state officials said. The tower was created in the early 1930s with help from then WSM engineer Jack DeWitt. After World War II, DeWitt became the president of WSM and led the company to the creation of its first television station, WSMV Channel 4. The famous WSM Tower first broadcast the Grand Ole Opry in 1932, according to state officials.
Travelers Information Stations, or TIS. You know them as those scratchy low-power AM signals, usually 10 watts or less, and primarily located on 530 or 1610 kilohertz. For the most part, heard in large cities, or where needed, advising motorists of congestion, accidents, constructions, or weather-related information. Now the Federal Communications Commission is thinking about expanding their role and has opened a notice of proposed rulemaking. The Highway Information Systems Incorporated, the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials, and the American Association of Information Radio Operators has asked that the FCC expand the role of TIS nationwide by allowing regional broadcasts of more types of potential life-saving emergency information to travelers. They feel it would be especially helpful during power blackouts when traditional means of communication may be inoperable. According to the Federal Communications Commission, a significant number of these stations operate on solar power and or have battery backup power systems that would enable them to continue to broadcast information to travelers regionally during significant power outages. In its NPRM, the FCC is asking whether the TIS service should expand to include Amber Alerts, public health warnings, terror threat levels, weather reports, and other information. The commission is also seeking to comment on whether TIS power limits should be increased to reach a larger listening audience in their coverage area, and how much of an increase would be appropriate without the TIS causing harmful interference to neighboring stations. The deadline for public comments is 30 days after the publication within the Federal Register.
From a recent Radio World article entitled, "Can You Do a Lot with One-Tenth of a Watt?" by James Careless. Pacifica Radio's Los Angeles station, KPFK-FM at 90.7, broadcasts in English and Spanish. Unfortunately for some listeners, though, the Spanish programming is only aired 9 p.m. to midnight, Mondays through Thursdays. That's not exactly prime time, especially in a market that, according to Arbitron, has 4.6 million Hispanics age 12+. Ideally, Pacifica Radio would add a Spanish-only radio station, but even assuming one were available, Pacifica is a listener-funded network with significant funding challenges. This is why KPFK is turning to low-power AM transmitters to reach Hispanic neighborhoods in Los Angeles. The plan, arguably a stopgap, could bring KPFK's Spanish programming to at least some Hispanic areas quickly and cheaply. With a few LPAM transmitters and antennas, we can cover MacArthur Park, says KPFK Program Director Alan Minsky. About 50,000 people work in this area right now. That's a big audience that can be reached in a very affordable manner. Low-power AM is governed under Part 15 of the FCC rules in Title 47 of the Federal Code of Regulations. According to www.fcc.gov, LPAM broadcasts are limited to an effective service range of approximately 200 feet. These devices must accept any interference caused by any other operation, which may further limit the effective service range. LPAM transmitters also are limited to an output of 1/10 of a watt, and their antennas cannot exceed 3 meters in length. The rules vary somewhat for carrier current and leaky coax systems. Though such systems might only cover a few blocks, they have two big benefits. They require no license, and they are relatively inexpensive. For example, a Hamilton Rangemaster AM1000C outdoor crystal system comes with a Part 15 LPAM transmitter, antenna, mount bracket, wire, and meter, all for $850. Minsky said, for us, the challenge comes down to finding locations to mount our LPAM transmitters and antennas and locating open spaces on the AM band. Fortunately, people are willing to give us access to building space. These LPAM units are small and hardly use any power, and there are lots of open areas on the AM band, especially because the short range of LPAM coverage allows us to reuse the same frequencies around the city. KPFK does not have the budget to create a Spanish-only radio service in-house, but it does have the resources to solve its content problems using the web. Specifically, Minsky says, our plan is to create a 24/7 Spanish-language audio stream. It'll feature KPFK's existing Spanish-language programming, bolstered by repeats and content drawn from other sources. Once the audio stream is available on the web, the rest is easy. KPFK installs LPAM transmitters and antennas in its target areas, connects each system to a web-connected PC audio output, and presto, instant AM network. If the site offers antenna locations on two or more faces of a building, the PC's audio feed can be shared between them. Alternatively, if the LPAM site can receive the KPFK feed off-air on one AM channel, it can retransmit on another. This would reduce equipment costs even further. In November, KPFK was putting together the content for its Spanish-language audio stream. Once it is up and running, our first goal is to set up a few LPAM transmitters in the downtown and near downtown areas of L.A., Minsky said. This said, Pacific Radio's ultimate goal is to launch a full-powered Spanish-language radio station someday when that goal becomes economically feasible. Minsky acknowledges that L.A. is too big to even dream of covering it with an LPAM network. We're well aware of how vast Southern California is, he says. The LPAM plan is, at the most, to try to blanket one or two densely populated areas. Our first target area is not only a neighborhood with thousands of residents, but more importantly, a neighborhood where tens of thousands of Spanish-language speakers work. For Pacifica Radio, LPAM offers an economical, if unorthodox, venue for serving L.A.'s Spanish-speaking audiences. As a socially progressive broadcaster, we offer content to the city's Hispanic population that no one else has, says Minsky. We don't have the money to reach them using HD radio, which hasn't had much of a significant uptake anyway. But we can do it with LPAM, and the people we broadcast to have access to AM radios. Radio World emailed and called the station in December and January with follow-up questions, including the nature of the antenna, how many transmitters are planned, and whether the first ones had been employed. We had not heard back as of press time. And by the way, the FCC Office of Engineering and Technology offers a bulletin on its website, Understanding the FCC Part 15 Regulations for Low-Power Non-Licensed Transmitters. You'll find it at www.fcc.gov/OET/info/documents/documents/bulletins/pound63. And that's the story on LPAMs in Los Angeles.
The end of the world? Tune in to AM 1110 WBT. Well, there's a new doomsday bunker in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's just a precaution if you're the optimistic type. End of the world stuff if you're not. First, a history lesson. In 1963, just months after the Cuban Missile Crisis, federal engineers dug a bomb-proof shelter beneath the 1929 transmitter building of WBT 1110 in Charlotte. There, 16 feet beneath the soil, workers installed a radio studio and outfitted it with a radiation suit, Geiger counter, and barrels of water. Station lore holds that a shotgun or two also went into the refuge, just in case. It was one of several such installations at major radio stations around the country, and their mission was grim. It would be the place that survivors of a nuclear holocaust would get emergency information. That was the Cold War era. Things have changed. This is the age of terrorism. In July, federal contractors returned to the WBT AM transmitter in the 9200 block of the nation's Ford Road. On thick concrete pads, behind double fences topped with barbed wire, they erected two small above-ground buildings, barely bigger than sheds. One container is a generator with a 30-day supply of fuel, and the other is a small radio studio. Like their subterranean predecessor nearby, which isn't hooked up anymore but could be activated with a little work, they are shielded against the electromagnetic pulse of a nuclear weapon that would fry electronic components. They're also hardy enough to shoulder hurricane winds. Neither WBT or the Federal Emergency Management Agency is talking much about what's inside. But no shotguns, it appears, to be in the inventory at this time. WBT was among a few dozen radio stations selected to get emergency transmitters from the government. It costs the station nothing, said WBT marketing manager Rick Feinblatt. He thinks it's really cool. He says in some ways it's kind of an honor. WBT was selected because it reaches both of the Carolinas. At night, its 50,000-watt signal arcs like a blowtorch across the east from Canada to Cuba. FEMA's program is a result of Executive Order Number 13407, issued in 2006 by President George W. Bush, which calls on the Department of Homeland Security to develop a, quote, comprehensive system to alert and warn the American public in situations of war, terrorist attack, natural disaster, and other hazards, and ensure that under all conditions, the president can communicate with the American people. WBT's chief engineer, Jerry Dowd, maintains the old bomb shelter in the transmitter building like a museum curator. It is part of the rich heritage of the station, which was one of the first to be licensed in the nation. It's the greatest archive there is, said Dowd. It's like stepping into a doomsday machine. Dow said that he hopes that the new emergency rig eventually will meet the same fate as the old one, a never-used curiosity from a distant era. This is like having the outhouse of broadcasting, said Dowd. I guess when the day is done, though, I'd rather have an outhouse than a bucket.
The Los Angeles office of the Federal Communications Commission has issued a notice of unlicensed operation to Robert Gwynn of Covina, California. This after confirming that an unlicensed broadcast radio station on 107.9 megahertz was allegedly operating from his residence. According to the FCC, its records show that no license was issued for operation of a broadcast station at this location on 107.9 in Covina. Based on this, the regulatory agency told Gwynn in its January 12th notification that this unlicensed operation must be discontinued immediately. The FCC also warned Gwynn that the operation of radio transmitting equipment without a valid radio station authorization constitutes a violation of federal law. As such, it could subject the operator of an illegal station to severe penalties, including fines, seizure of transmitting equipment, and criminal sanctions, including imprisonment.
And speaking of pirates, Mark, the general New York City radio market has kept the FCC field agents hopping insofar as tracking down unauthorized FM radio stations is concerned. Responding to a complaint lodged in the spring of 2010, they found another working in the territory to the west of the city proper in New Jersey suburbs. The Buccaneer is Burnaby Moreno of Passaic, New Jersey. On April 3, 2010, and again on April 7th, the FCC field agents tracked a station operating on 102.3 megahertz to the Passaic address and took note of an FM antenna on the building's roof attached to a coax cable that linked to a site on the building's second floor. On the 7th, the agents entered the building and found Moreno at the station in operation. Moreno complied with their request to turn the station off and was informed of the consequences of continued operation. The FCC determined that Moreno, knowing what he was doing, was making a willful violation and noted that the station was operating on two occasions at the very least, making the violation repeated. That adds up to the full standard $10,000 fine for spectrum piracy. At this point, the station is at the notice of apparent liability stage, meaning that Moreno still has the opportunity to seek reduction or cancellation of the fine. Time now for our broadcast test report, and we have several things to report. First of all, Saul Chernos reports that just prior to the DX test for the month of February, the engineer who was planning to run the tests at KHMO, WLIQ, and WLRB had to cancel them for now. Saul said that he's not at liberty to say why, but rest assured the reasons are completely understandable and have nothing to do with the tests themselves. Now the good news, Jim Pogue and Ron Musco have come to our assistance with some DX tests for the month of March. Our first test is WKVQ, 1540 kHz, 10 kilowatts in Eatonton, Georgia. They will test on March the 12th from 2 until 2:30 Eastern Standard Time. The test will include Morse code IDs, voice IDs, special music, and sweep tones. Reception reports may be sent to Star Station, that's STARSTATION, at bellsouth.net, which will be acknowledged with a EQSL. Or you can send a letter to WKVQ Radio, Attention DX Test, Post Office Box 3965, Eatonton, Georgia, 31024-3965, and that will be acknowledged with a traditional QSL card. During the test, phone calls will be accepted at area code 706-485-8792. Special thanks to Chief Engineer Craig Baker for making this test possible. Our second test from down south is WYTH, 1250 kilohertz, 1 kilowatt in Madison, Georgia. They will test on March the 19th from 2 until 2:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Test will include Morse code IDs, voice IDs, special music, and sweep tones. Reception reports may also be sent to Star Station at bellsouth.net or the address that I just mentioned. And again, special thanks to Chief Engineer Craig Baker for making the test possible at WYTH. From Ron Musco, WFNY, 1440 kilohertz in Gloversville, New York, will test Sunday morning, March the 6th, from 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Morse code, tones, and old rock music will be played. Power will be with their 5 kilowatt non-directional signal. Send e-reports to WFNY at logical, L-O-G-I-C-A-L dot net, or to Mike Sleezer, S-L-E-E-Z-E-R, owner and general manager of WFNY, 101 South Main Street, Gloverstown, New York, 12087-3820. If you want to receive a written QSL, please include return postage and a self-addressed stamped envelope. And that's our test report for the March edition. If you'd like to arrange a test or wish to support the test efforts, please contact Saul Chernos at 57 Berkeley Street, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, M5A2W5. Or you can email Saul at sauldx@simpatico.ca. Our next edition of the DX Audio Service is going to be our anniversary edition. The DX Audio Service was started in April of 1985 as a result of several people contacting the National Radio Club and making the comment that they were blind or visually impaired and couldn't read the pages of DX News Magazine and would like to get information about the broadcast band DX Hobby. So we started the magazine back in Westland, Michigan, back when I was working in Detroit, and it has since traveled down to Lima and here in the Sheetrock announce booth, and has been going ever since. And by my count, next month will be our 26th year of operation of the DX Audio Service. So what I'd like you to do is, if you have a moment, sometime between now and our publishing schedule, which is going to be on the 15th of March, give a call to the DX Audio Service Musings number, area code 419-741-0205. Let us know when you joined the DX Audio Service and a little bit about your hobby, things you like listening to on the radio, and a little bit about yourself. And, of course, any comments or kudos are gratefully welcomed. You know, a lot of our older members will recall me making a lot of comments, complaints about the Postal Service here in Lima, Ohio, and it seems that the pigeons have come home to roost, so to speak. After having all these problems, we recently had the United States Postal Service pull the regional status away from our post office, and that caused a lot of mail problems. In fact, it was taking as much as 5 days to get a letter from here in town across the town. Well, recently we've received several boxes of mail, and the tag that is accompanying these packages of mail say that the mail was found lost in the postal system. I find it kind of ironic that some of these parcels date back to the late 1980s. There was a package from Marty Rimpaugh, who hasn't been a member of the DX Audio Service for a long, long time, and it was a package of tapes that he had sent. Well, all this stuff just recently showed up, including several envelopes which were opened. But again, the tag that accompanied these packages said found lost in the mail. Interesting. Well, hopefully we're coming to the end of that very sordid chapter, and our mail service will get a lot better. But it's to be foreseen. Still, send your checks and dues payments to Wayne out in Aurora, Colorado, just to kind of hedge our bets until we're sure the problem is fixed. Well, folks, that's it. That's all. There is no more. We'll see you next month on the DX Audio Service with a lot more DX stuff. Remember, get out and support radio.
WJW Cleveland. The home of the country gentlemen. WSMA 1590. KJR Seattle Vibrations. Fun! You were with Lucky 13 WABZ, where the music speaks for itself.
In New Haven.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the real Don Steele.
KHJ Los Angeles.